producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
With Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and most importantly, you are here. Didn't I say Kim Kessler?
Wow.
That's terrible.
That's just rude.
Wow.
That is rude.
Rude.
That's what kind of prep you get tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, I don't need it tomorrow.
Tomorrow he doesn't need it.
Monday.
All right. It's Hanukkah. How many people... have celebrated Hanukkah. Richie, we have a nice group of Hanukkah songs, but the one that we like the most is the one that comes from Adam Sandler.
Of course.
What's been going on during Hanukkah this year? I always get a kick out of one of my Jewish friends, my lawyer, is Jewish. He spells it with one K.
That's of course a big old stereotype.
Some people, well, my accountant is Jewish as well.
Also, another stereotype. Let me guess, your doctor's Jewish too.
Yes.
All right.
I got a
trifecta for you.
There we are.
Give the guy some muscle.
My friend, the doctor.
My friend, the rich doctor.
My friend, the rich doctor. He tells me what to do.
Ooh, a rich doctor?
Yeah. Not so many rich ones anymore, though.
Oh, boy.
So, this celebration lasts for 8 days. Jewish folks around the world are eating well. There is the latkes, potato pancakes, donuts, right? We should probably focus on this and what's cooking next week, Jen.
Mm.
Or it'll be over by then, I think, right?
Yeah, it'll be over. Yeah. For next year, though, mark your calendars. I'll teach you how to make a latke.
Really? Yeah, that'll be something to look forward to.
Yeah.
So Hanukkah with two Ks. He's
big on latkes.
Kenny, it's sometimes spelled with a C, too. It's Hanukkah.
Chanukah.
Right.
My lawyer spells it with one K, no C.
Yeah, it makes it extremely difficult to pitch for Adam Sandler's song for the Hanukkah song.
Really?
Now, I actually, you see it both ways, and I don't know why you do. Why do you see it with the CH and the H?
I'm not sure.
Because I just spell it with the H now. I gave up. I thought this seems to be the most common way to spell it is with the H.
Hmm.
Different ways to spell it. It's at different times in December every year.
It's confusing.
Why is that? Why do they have it? Why isn't it always at the same time? It would seem...
Because it's a different calendar.
Oh. Well, why don't they get with us?
Or just to make you mad. I think that's probably what it is.
Tyler writes, I once celebrated Hanukkah with my Jewish friend. I got invited because my parents went to China for Christmas. We had the freshest bread I've ever had. And fish.
It's challah bread.
In Hebrew, the language from which the Jewish festival originates, the word Hanukkah is not easily transliterated into English.
Transliterated?
I know. That's what it says. Transliterated.
It's a new word.
It's accounted for why there's so many spelling variants, but H-A-N and C-H-A-N. Oh, U-K-K-H or U-K-H. I didn't even realize there was two different K's.
Really?
Are the two versions that are most widely accepted.
Right,
that was awesome, Fide Rich.
Talking about food, there is a warning posted today at DougSteffen.com in the From Today's Show section that surrounds the Sweet Leaf Tea Company. I always thought this was a pretty special company. Maybe they just had a bad day. They have issued a voluntary recall with the FDA. A glass breakage occurred during the filling process, which resulted in fragments falling into the drink.
Ew.
Sweet Life has received 4 complaints about this.
Here's what they sounded like.
Nice.
It's amazing how we get the actual audio of the tea company complaint line.
No, those are the people trying to pronounce Hanukkah. Right? Anyway, on the serious side of this, if you are a fan, and I have been, of Sweet Life original teas, the raspberry, the lemonade, the green tea with citrus, peach, and mint, and honey, 16-ounce glass bottles, those are the ones to look out for. Some have been sold as early as last February. Customers ought to check the manufacturing code. You know what I would do, and I always say this whenever there's a recall, don't get involved in a lot of hoopla. If you have anything from Sweet Leaf Tea, you bring the bottle back to the store, get your money back.
So right.
Don't get into this big, you know, people get them, oh my God, can you imagine? Just take the stuff back.
And here's another little piece of advice from your friend Auntie Jen.
Okay, Jen.
You know, if you use grocery cards, you know, if you're like a card member, you know, you put
Vons
in your phone number. Right, like Vons Club, Ralph's Club has one. If they send you a notification that you could have purchased onions that have been, like, have listeria, it's okay to take those back, too.
Onions with listeria?
Yeah, that happened to me not so long ago. They're like,
onions?
We know that we... Yeah, because I had bought some chopped onions. Normally, I just buy the onions, but for some reason, I bought chopped onions.
But if you buy them whole, that's not likely to happen.
Right, right. But I can't remember a recipe or something. I had purchased chopped onions, and I got a notification saying, we suspect that you have these tainted onions. Mm-hmm. Man, I think...
And maybe because of Hanukkah, could have gotten chopped liver with it as well.
Ew.
Maybe?
Mm.
Maybe not.
That's scary.
A lot of doctors worrying today about drugs prescribed to children, at least according, I don't know that today they started it, but the conversation begins today about antipsychotic drugs that are being prescribed that are supposed to be just for adults, but doctors are giving them to certain school-age youngsters.
So bad.
And so, and apparently... Even some children that are still in cribs are getting these drugs. I want to know what are they detecting, or how is it that at this point in a child's life somebody would think that they had problems, psychotic problems that need to be addressed? What the hell is this? Is bad. The business about out of control is bad enough. The kids in school are getting. They get Prozac kind of at their, you know, at the ready or at the will, but to have young children, this is a troubling reality, and it just sort of shows you how big and strong the grip is in our country that the drug cartel has. You know, there are two drug cartels. There's one of them that sells supposed illegal drugs like heroin, marijuana, cocaine, that sort of stuff. But then there are the legal prescribers of drugs that are getting away with some stuff.
Who pretend to be doctors.
They tend to have an MD or a PhD. Well, you can't write a prescription unless you're an MD. Right?
Yeah, I mean, they're doctors, but they're pretending. I mean, they're doctors that overprescribe. I mean, you can see them all over the place. The scary thing is that so many people have now gotten themselves addicted to prescription drugs that now heroin is the cheap option.
Yeah.
You know, and so then they go out on the street and realize that for, you know, $10 instead of buying $20 a pill or $50 a pill, they can get a hit of heroin. I mean, it's crazy.
And
by the way, those prices are just guesstimates.
Yeah, right. Check with your local pharmacist.
Yeah, I mean, I
15 past the hour on Good Day.
Would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops,
They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops, they're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops, earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save responsibly.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gig for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gig for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gig for $80, we'll give it to you for 40, and we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store at Sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line 36 dollar activation fee. Credit valid for 4-day. Plans may not be exact match. The website for eligible plans are offer ID 1716-72188. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract value. Your reward card requires online registration.
Thank you, Rich.
You like that one?
Very nicely done. Yeah. 18 after the hour. Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, and Ken are here. Frank Sinatra's birthday would be mañana. If he were around still, he would be 100 years old tomorrow. His thought for the day today becomes our thought for the day. The big lesson in life, baby, is never be scared of anyone or anything. What a great, I mean, God works for me.
And how appropriate right now, huh?
Yeah, it is appropriate because everybody seems, or too many people seem to be all wrapped up in the fear mongering courtesy of the news media. And so let's see if we can't counter that. Here's the quote of the day. Comes from Ronda Rousey, who said, "It may be 3 to 6 months before I can eat an apple." She was interviewed yesterday. She was knocked out. Was it? Did she get knocked out, or she just lost the
fight?
She
got knocked out. She got kicked in the face. Yeah.
She got knocked in the head.
So she has a broken jaw or something like that. She can't eat anything. I guess unless you mush up the apple, but that's got to be a tough reality for somebody who is
for somebody who never lost the fight and then all of a sudden gets her jaw broken. And,
yeah. Right. Yep. Here's something else that's rather strange. All these coffee cans that are washing up on the beach in Florida. What's the story there? These coffee cans, I don't understand, unless they came off of it, maybe a ship or something, Kenny? What would be the...
That's the best guess, but nobody knows.
Yeah.
Just hundreds and hundreds of full coffee cans.
So there's a special.
Yeah.
This is, by the way, on the beach. Those of you listening to WMEL or in Vero Beach, TTB, you probably can get a, if you run to the beach, you can probably find a can of coffee there, because that's where, from the Cape down to Palm Beach, those are the areas where, and there's so many ships. I remember whenever I'm down in Palm Beach, you look out in the water, it's like a traffic. It's like a traffic jam. There's ship after ship after ship either coming into Palm Beach or going down. They're close enough to shore. You can see them going into Fort Lauderdale in these areas. And this is the time of year when things begin to pick up. Matter of fact, I think a lot of people this year are opting to take older people to take Christmas cruises. Would you like to have a cruise? Would that be a nice way to spend Christmas on a cruise liner somewhere?
No. You taking us, boss?
No, I'm not. But I was just wondering if anybody ever thought about doing that.
Well, brother would go to Gitmo if it were free.
Yeah, right. Any place is free. It's free. It's all free. 21 after the hour. Good day.
Where two hearts become one, who could ask anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver-generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
But it's the tingle and feeling that tells you when things are right. Let it ride.
Time for our Christmas star of the day here on Good Day.
So many.
This is Brian Hudson. Starting out, this is not a Christmas song, but a recent top 10 hit from this gentleman. A song that played on the AC charts, adult contemporary charts, on radio for 10 weeks this past summer. Good for him. Brian, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, nice to have somebody who's got a nice career going. You started when you were 12. How old are you now?
I'm 27.
27. What were your expectations? This is kind of maybe a silly question, but when you were 12, who did you want to be like? Frank Sinatra? Who was your idol if you had one?
I was going to say, yeah, when I was 12, I just started listening to Frank Sinatra, and he got me into this whole genre of music, so he was definitely my idol at that age, and he still is today.
How would you describe this genre?
I would say, me specifically, I would label it jazz pop. So it's, you know, the pop music with a jazz crooning influence to it. Mm-hmm.
So
similar
like,
to Michael Bublé.
Some people have referred to it as saloon singing. Do you agree with that?
I think that works as well.
Yeah. Tony Bennett was always described as sort of a saloon crooner. And people, there aren't, well, you said Bublé. Are there really original good people around now? And I guess I would want to include you in this. If we keep copying what's been done before, how does that move us ahead? Or is it that we may be going back a little bit in response or reaction to the current music that's not very good?
Yeah. Well, I would definitely say the latter. I don't know if I'd go as strong as saying music today isn't very good, but I feel like there's
definitely... Okay, you don't have to say that. I'll say it. I'll take full credit for it.
No.
Music today, in many circumstances, is not very good.
Music you are fed today through the main channels is not very good. Music today is phenomenal.
That's
just have to go digging to find it.
I don't want to go dig for it. I want to be able to get it easily.
Right.
And the music companies are keeping me from having
that, but
what I want.
That's the difference.
So how is it that you're surviving? How do you distribute? What's different about your business model, Brian, than the average bear?
Well, I would say what sets me apart personally is actually I'm balancing right now a job on Wall Street as well as my music. So
really?
Yeah, and that's actually how I was, I guess you could call it, discovered by my producer, Joe Bolthus, who I'm working with now. I was actually at my holiday party a year ago, and on a whim I decided to get up and sing in front of my firm, and Joe happened to be there and approached me after. So I would say right there, that definitely sets me apart. It's nice to have the balance between the two. But in terms of my music, I would say that, you know, I'm classically trained, so I bring, the vocal.
Where'd you go to school? Did you go to music school?
No, I didn't, actually. I went to Fordham University in New York. I took vocal lessons. I took vocal lessons just completely for myself, nothing to do. You know, I was an economics and finance major. I always wanted to learn opera. It was just a personal thing I always wanted. So I did that.
One of the things that's really good about that kind of training is that it teaches you, you're using your diaphragm if you're being taught properly.
Yes.
And the diaphragm helps you if you're speaking. I took singing lessons when I was in college. I didn't know that the outcome was going to be that it would make me more conscious of my breathing and of my speaking so that I sound a little bit maybe better on the radio, but that's what you have going for you as well. I think that I can hear it sort of in your speech pattern, and it's bound to help you out because breathing is so important to being able to sing. I always wonder how some of these skinny kids like Taylor Swift can belt out the music because they got nothing. There's no heft to them.
Yeah.
You know, watch some of these people on Empire, these skinny women. I guess I'd go back to Whitney Houston or some of the other pop singers that are around. It's Miley Cyrus. They wail away and they're just skin and bones.
Yeah, no, completely agreed. It's all about, like you said, your diaphragm and just having the support for the note.
All right, Brian's music is at Brian Hutz on Music, or Hudson, if you like that. Brian Hutson. I'm just giving you two ways because that may be an easy way for you to remember it. Brian Hutz on Music, or Brian Hutson, music.com. You can download his pop songs, or he's got a single for Christmas this year, his version of Blue Christmas. So let's listen to that. For a moment or two, coming up on the charts. It's a good Christmas for you, Brian. I can feel it in my bones. You're going to do fine. Keep up the good work. Nice to have you here.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Take good care. I was looking at Kenny's list of the top 10 songs from his Sound of Christmas website. Go to soundofchristmas.com, and you'll hear a lot of new, unusual songs like this, and new artists that are trying to make it into the Christmas world that people want to listen to, in addition to all of the same 35 songs that play over and over again on the radio, Kenny. So check out soundsofchristmas.com. 29 after on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Extended Stay America. The most wonderful time of the year can become stressful as many travel for the holidays. Busy in the frenzy of the season, coordinating a trip and finding time to enjoy festivities can be hard. Chris Kringle, Maestro of Merriment.
Ho, ho, ho! With decades of successful travel, I've acquired terrific tips that can help travelers achieve a jolly holiday. My first, finding ways to enjoy the creature comforts of home no matter where the season takes you.
Extended stay style hotels offer a practical place to stay for travelers looking for home-like conveniences and value during the holidays. This season, Extended Stay America Hotel seeks to ease travel woes through quality service and guest attention at each of the brand's 629 hotels across country. Travelers can anticipate affordable nightly rates, spacious guest rooms, and upgraded amenities, including fully equipped kitchens to prepare holiday favorites. Enjoy a stress-free holiday season with your loved ones and feel at home wherever you go. For more, visit Extended Stay America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate.
Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Crawl back into my hole.
Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horne, Rich McFadden, Family Squabbles on the Good Day program. Kenny Kessler keeping us above the fray. So we were talking about these coffee cans that washed up onto the Florida beach. So my friend John Immler, who runs the radio station in Everett, Pennsylvania, carries the Good Day program, WZSK, he said there were 20 freight containers that fell off of a ship during a storm recently, and the containers broke, and that's where all the coffee came from. Now, I want to know why John Harper, who runs our... How come the guy that runs the station in Pennsylvania knows the answer to that question, and the guy running the station... Where's Davis and Harper, the two guys running the stations on the coast of Florida? They didn't have the information. What's the big idea? Where are those guys?
At the beach collecting all the coffee.
Yeah, if you're the poor, if you're too poor to die, you can go and get a coffee can. Isn't that what, who wanted to get buried in the Chock Full of Nuts can?
Oh, that was the...
On the bucket
the
list,
movie,
right?
The bucket list, yeah.
There you go, see?
Jack Nicholson's character and Morgan Freeman's character. What a great, that's a great movie. You've never seen it.
It's a great movie.
Go see that movie. It's not exactly uplifting, not a Christmas movie, but
you know,
it's a
but
good
it
story.
Is. It's a good story.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah,
offers
yeah.
hope. Yep, yep, yep. The fate, I shouldn't say fate because that's not really true. When you're on the Supreme Court, I don't think has anybody ever been impeached from the Supreme Court? Anybody?
I don't think so.
I don't think I'm not supposed to ask those questions, but I'm asking the question because I don't know the answer, Walter, and so I'm going to ask the question because I want to know whether anybody has been. I didn't do the research. Richie, this is your fault.
I'm doing it right now.
Yes, please. Anybody ever been impeached? And see, that's why I asked the question because I don't know Ricky or Ken will go.
Samuel Chase, Associate Justice. Impeached by the U.S. House of Representatives March 12, 1804 on charges of arbitrary and oppressive conduct of trials.
Really?
Acquitted.
Ah.
But he was impeached.
All right, so Justice Scalia. Some people who are on the left side of things think Scalia ought to be impeached. And the reason, at least the latest reason, is his suggestion that some black students might be better going to slower universities or be in a slower track or just don't go where all the smart people are. And I would say to you, Mr. Scalia, Justice Scalia, that you're half right.
Yeah, me too, actually.
There are a lot of students, and they aren't necessarily black,
right,
who ought not to be in the college system at all.
And we never talk about trade schools anymore. Like everybody needs to everybody needs to get a diploma now. You have to go to college.
Well,
but you know what? Not
like
everybody's cut out for college.
It's like a hunt. The points that are made, there are government programs that reward schools for having affirmative action, or maybe not, but candidates who are minorities. You get more money, government aid, whatever. This is legislation. This is social engineering through tax dollars that is inappropriate. There are a lot of people who ought not to be in college, period. So Scalia was stupid to say black students might belong at slower track universities, which is an outrageous statement in and of itself, because it just makes him look like the bigot that he is.
Right.
You don't say stuff like that and have a position that's responsible like that.
Right. That's why Donald Trump is having such a hard time, is because he's...
Oh, yeah, he's having a tough time. He's got 35% of the...
Well, 46 in one of the...
That's why people hate him. The people that do not support him hate him because he cannot
But, Ricky, this isn't right. What Scalia said, you can't make that that justification. You can't sell that.
You don't know that Scalia is a bigot. He just may be stupid in the way that he says things.
You could have... I think you could probably make...
What else do you have that
I have nothing.
Shows him to be a bigot?
Go do some research and see if you can find some more.
All right, I'm going to Google that. Is Justice Scalia a bigot?
Shushing. Go do some research.
Right.
Gosh.
Apply hazy. Try again.
Justice
All right.
Scalia.
Can we talk about Bo Bergdahl while you're doing your research?
I listened to that podcast yesterday.
Did you? What did you think?
The series podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Second series.
So
two,
explain,
series two,
explain the premise. There's a podcast called Series, which takes one particular story and does...
Serial.
A serial.
Serial.
Thank you.
Right.
And
serial?
Does, yeah. Mm-hmm. And does a whole season on it.
Stop.
And last year they did a kid that was thrown in jail, and they looked at his whole case, and because of the Serial podcast, they're looking at his case again to take a deeper look at it, and it may get him off the hook. Right. So this season they're doing Bo Bergdahl. And what I basically learned yesterday in listening to the first episode of Serial is that Bo Bergdahl definitely intentionally walked away from his post.
Yep.
And that he did it because he wanted to attract attention to what he thought was the very bad management
of leadership problems.
Leadership problems in his troop.
Yep.
Guess what?
And
it worked.
And he thought that this thing called a dust one, which is a somebody's gone, not AWOL, but what it does is it gets the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, all branches of the military, raises a red flag, and they all go looking for this person. And he figured, if I do this, I will get the opportunity to tell somebody how bad the leadership is.
So is this the truth? Did this really happen, or is this a story cooked up by his lawyers and him after the fact? How are you going
to
prove?
One of the things they say in the podcast is that he did have 5 years to think this up while he was sitting in custody.
Mm-hmm. I just don't care. Is it bad? I don't care.
You know
he's
what?
Still left.
Right. He was stupid, and he realized...
Well, not
when
he was,
people's life.
You know, we all know that the military is badly managed. So, I mean, there are probably three soldiers that would tell you that are, you know, grunts in the trenches, if you will, that think that it's not, and maybe it's not different than in business. The boss is always an a-hole.
But, you know, you look at him and you
think... No, you're not, though.
He sounds
and
like
Bruce
a moron.
Isn't.
Thank you.
And he sounds...
Bruce
certainly
isn't. He looks like a moron. He looks like an idiot. But when you hear this, they don't talk to him directly. He's been interviewed for 25 hours by a film director.
Mm-hmm. And they edited it out.
And they're going to make a movie out of this.
Yeah.
So what they did is they handed over the 25 hours, and he agreed to this, of the phone interviews with the film director. And they're just playing excerpts from the phone conversations. Mm. He actually doesn't sound like the idiot he looks like.
Mm. Sounds pretty smart.
He sounds confident in what he tried to do.
He's cogent.
Yes.
I would use that word for it.
Yes.
Cogent.
But he realized 20 minutes after he left, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I hear a phone.
And now I can't go back.
It's not mine.
Because if I try to go back to the base...
Okay, can we move on, Richie? I think we just...
No, no, no. That's
what it was interesting, is that he snuck away from the base, and he says it's easy because they're looking far away, not close. It was easy for me to sneak away. But to sneak back, I will definitely get shot by my coworkers, by the other Marines there, and I can't do it. So he had to keep going.
You know how I know that's Doug's phone? Because nobody else would
sounds
have
like
a phone that old-fashioned.
Right?
I know. It's like, I think that phone call is actually the 1950s calling wanting their phone back.
It's, Sarah, give me the drugstore.
It's avocado green, and it's got a 24-foot spiral. It's
cream.
The rotary dial. It's operator, give us Murray Hill 749, please.
Okay.
I'd like to thank I Love Lucy for that reference. Both.
Yes, all right. Good for you, Jennifer. In a moment, the new shelters that are opening up in America and why they are opening up and what company has been donating money to refugees. You may be surprised to find out who's giving dough to help out the Syrian refugees. Meanwhile, let me help out your hairline for a moment. By using Provia, you can get your hair back if it's been sort of saying goodbye to you lately. Bye-bye! See you later! You want to get it back again, here's how you do it. You don't have to go any further than that avocado phone that Jennifer was just talking about. Dial 800-525-8319. Actually, I look at my phone here. I have an option on my phone, by the way. This is a very modern phone. I can do a pulse or a tone on my phone. How do you like that? Pretty exciting, huh?
Thanks for sharing. Do you still have a tape in your answering machine?
An 8-track.
Go ahead. Have some fun at my expense. Help yourself.
Here's Doug putting down his cell phone.
Actually, I ran over my cell phone with a bulldozer earlier this week. And
fabulous.
I get a little jabbed. But I
the
have,
coolest stuff always happens to you. Bulldozer.
Right. Who was on? I was on a bulldozer. Moving the bulldozer from one farm to another, and I was on the phone, and I put the phone, I thought, in my pocket, but I didn't. Fell off, and the bulldozer managed to have its way with my phone. Anyway, that has nothing to do with Provia.
Which is why Doug has a closet full of flip phones.
I have a bag full. I have a bag full, and I was thankful for that, Richie, because I had a flip phone I could go back to and sign up so that I wouldn't be out of touch with you and Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny. Should I need to be in touch with you, now I'm back connected to the world.
Thank goodness.
Yes. All right, so let's get your hair taken care of. Provia. It is a serum. It's one of the most interesting discoveries comes to cosmetics. A lot of people in these big companies spending a lot of money for research. This is a small company, and they did the research with help from several universities to come up using stem cell research to come up with a serum that's full of clinical-grade botanical extracts that work against the main causes of you losing your hair. Now, I don't know whether the average person cares about this or not. Does the average person just think, okay, I'm going to take this stuff and I'll get my hair back, and I don't care about anything else? Now, I'd like to know. It's safe, though, wouldn't you? If you're using it, it's...
What is squirting out of your...
Excuse me.
Oh, my God.
Pineapple, as a matter of fact.
Pineapple.
It's pineapple, yes. Thanks for noticing.
And actually, I just sneezed. In the morning?
I sneezed four times, and I had to shut the microphone off. So give me a break, will you, please? Let's get back to Provia and fixing your hair. I believe we're off the track now.
What track?
Pineapple, huh?
I didn't know there even was a track.
Back to
notice Ken's the only one who's not listening. He's the only serious person among us. All right, anyway, 800-525-8319. How is it that we always get off on this when I start talking about Provia? Provia is, there are actually two different types of Provia. There's Provia and this super concentrate. Works faster to cleanse the scalp, cleanse the pores so that the follicles of hair under your scalp can come back in, grow back in, so you have, once again, a healthy, amazing head of hair.
Are you done?
Not quite.
No.
Who is opening mail now?
800.
What is happening in this place?
525.
Does anyone else do radio here? Hello?
800-525-8319. We actually have a new station starting today. Hello?
Oh, I'm sure they're excited.
You got to be loving it so far.
No, yeah, we did.
525. Yeah, but which is more interesting, listening to me or Bill Bennett? Come on. What's the story here? 800-525-8319. Free express shipping. When you mention Bill Bennett, they'll send it to you. You'll get it next Christmas. Mention my name, you'll get it this Christmas. 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
In 1 minute, we can help make your life a little better. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Life is full of problems. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith hopes you'll focus on a problem you're eager to solve.
I don't tell you who you want to be. The goal is to help you become the person you want to be. Our mission in life is to make a positive difference, not to prove how smart we are. So you have to ask yourself, am I going to make a positive difference? If you are, go for it. And if you're not, why are you dealing with it? Most of our lives are wasted on things where we're not going to make a difference anyway. Put your energy into something you can do something about, not something you cannot do something about.
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
All right, IKEA in the news today because they've announced plans to donate $180,000 in furniture and furnishings to aid the charities that are helping Syrian refugees settle in the new homes. The president of the company said that he felt strongly about putting together a program to support resettlement efforts across the country. I find that very interesting. Also, the number of shelters opening up for refugees in our country, the federal government says there are 10,000 unaccompanied minors. They're coming from all parts of the world, but mostly the ones they're focused on are the Central Americans that are coming illegally into our country. Last couple of months has seen a huge influx in the number of youngsters coming in here from circumstances in Central America. Facilities are being placed in California and Texas at your expense. How do you like that there, boys and girls? Now, we've got our winner. Every week from now till Christmas, we're giving away an HP 5540 Wi-Fi printer, including 3 months of instant ink. You will never run out. This is a perfect thing for anybody in the family.
I love it. I got mine and at work.
I got mine yesterday. Set it up, Richie. Very, very cool. Instant ink is the gift that keeps on giving. When it gets to a certain level, it automatically notifies the company. They send you more ink. It's a very cool thing. So what do we have for in the winner department today? Who's got that? Has Kara got it? You've got it?
Who's Kara
got
it? Does.
Kara.
Let's hear it, Kara.
Oh. Wait.
Am I there?
Yep. You're there.
Oh, okay. Becky Pratt from Westover, Maryland.
Becky Pratt is the winner. Congratulations, Becky. You'll be getting a visit from Santa Claus. Dressed up like Rich McFadden. 51 after the hour.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There's more of gravy than of grave about you.
Oh. Oh, more of gravy than of grave?
What a terrible pun. Where do you get those jokes?
Steve, come to the bears, Ebenezer.
Oh. It is the season of the heart, a special time of caring, the ways of love made clear.
Christmas is a very busy time for us, Mr. Cratchit. People preparing feasts, giving parties, spending the mortgage money on frivolities.
One might say that December is the foreclosure season.
Harvest time for the moneylenders.
Let us deal with the eviction notices for tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Christmas, sir.
Very well. You may gift wrap them.
What a meanie.
Remember, it is the summer of the soul in December.
My favorite version of this is Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
Wow. The Muppets did a nice job with this. This was from 1992, Muppet Christmas Carol. The song It Feels Like Christmas, Christmas music to get us into movie moments, and a preview of the movies coming out this weekend. Richie, you got any more clips from that movie?
That's it. I did them all.
Ah, okay. Nice to hear Michael Caine.
Love him.
Yeah, very, very good.
So glad he could find work.
Yeah. Right, exactly. All right, so we have, as a job, Chucker's review of what's coming out this weekend and some other movie news coming right up here on Good Day.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Right now at Kohl's 3-day gift sale, take an extra 20% off with your savings pass. Use it on top of great gift sale prices in-store and online, like 60 to 70% off fine jewelry. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent this Thursday through Saturday at Kohl's 3-day. 3-day gift sale. Kohl's, select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
All right, let's get to the movie news portion of the program. Chuck Curry is our expert on movies, videos, DVDs, that sort of thing. What do we have to expect and look forward to this weekend at the box office, Chucker?
Only one movie, Doug, goes nationwide. That's Ron Howard's In the Heart of the Sea. I guess it's based on events that led to the creation of the Moby Dick novel. This film's opened last week overseas in the Heart of the Sea and did very poorly.
That's awful. It's a horrible premise. It looks terrible. Anybody who wastes his money to go see that movie is foolish. It's really a horror. It's just a horrible premise.
Ron Howard just called. He said your radio.
I don't care.
Sucks.
Radio. He doesn't. He's not perfect. I'm not perfect. Ron Howard has made some perfectly terrific movies. This is not one of them.
The interesting part about Ron Howard, 20 years ago, he was the major player in the business in terms of directing. Yeah. And he's almost, I don't want to say he's an afterthought, but his weight in the business is nowhere where it was.
Yeah.
20 years ago. But anyway, this is a movie that really needs to have a $40 million opening. It's tracking at around $8 or $9 million, so it's not going to perform very well at the box office. Some other films, Doug, to look forward to now to the end of the year is that little movie Star Wars Force Awakens next week. In terms of counter-programming, now personally, if I was a studio, I would not counter-program against Star Wars,
nah.
But Sisters with Amy Poehler and Tina Fey is going to open up on the same day. Some of the films opening before the year's over, Joy with Jennifer Lawrence, Hateful Eight, Quentin Tarantino's new movie, Daddy's Home with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, and a remake of Point Break, the Patrick Swayze Keanu Reeves movie opens on...
That looks pretty good, actually.
Yeah, who's in that?
Two unknown actors are playing the leads. But this is, I think, the third or fourth movie that Patrick Swayze starred in that's being remade. Which
so
is,
this is the story of him and those guys with the Nixon masks robbing the bank.
Yeah,
and they're surfers.
Wild.
Yeah, they tweaked the concept to a almost they put the movie on steroids, but yeah,
right, we'll just more shooting.
I don't have an interest.
Yeah,
one other bit of movie news. It was confirmed yesterday that the character of the Flash will make a cameo appearance in Warner Brothers' highly anticipated Batman vs Superman. So you'll have Batman, Superman, the Flash, Wonder Woman, and Aquaman, Lex Luthor, Perry White, and Lois
nonsense.
Lane, all in the same film.
Stupid!
It really is. Another one.
A lot of characters to put in one movie.
Who goes to movies like that?
A lot of people.
Yeah. Not Richie, not me.
Like the Avengers.
Nobody here.
Yeah.
Like the DC.
No, I'll be third online.
You will.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Chuck, by the way, the Star Wars thing, I think, actually starts on Monday in some places.
Well, I got to buy my sleeping bag this weekend.
Yeah. A lot of people waiting in line at some theaters here and there. Chuck Curry, our movie man here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.